Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Tony. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. I'm glad. Glad I got you, Doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. What's going on? How can I help?
I have a history of lately a lot of gas on my upper stomach, on the upper stomach, just below the rib. Sometimes there's a bloating area right on the upper stomach, just below the front rib, and bloats up, gets big, and then it causes a flatulent gas. Also, after I eat, I get lots and lots of flatulence. Okay, I just had a CAT scan recently done. With, what do you call it, where they have a view, they can view you, they give you something to drink and shot, contrast.
Okay.
And it showed that I have, in my abdomen area, I have some lymph node swellings, even in that area that's up there where I just told you about. And also I've got a 2-inch mass on my cecum, on top of the cecum and so forth. I'm supposed to go see a, oncologist to see if it's cancerous or not. But I've been taking a lot of activated charcoal that gets rid of the gas after I eat.
Okay. And is the gas more on the right side of the rib cage or the left?
It can be most of the time on the rib cage. Today it was on the left. And then also a lot of flatulence until I took a bunch of activated charcoal pills, capsules.
And that tends to ease things up, right?
Yeah, it does.
Now, when you eat certain foods, does it make it more gassy than others that you've noticed?
It's like my stomach gets stressed out.
Yeah, but what certain foods, have you noticed if certain foods cause it more than others do?
No.
Okay, you have
it. It could be anything. Yeah.
So you could eat an apple or you could eat...
I can eat an apple too.
And anything could cause it. Now, are you a healthy eater by chance or do you not eat so well?
Well, right now I've lost a lot of weight because the gas causes me. I'll be up. Sometimes I have gas attacks at night and I can't sleep at all because I'll do a lot of belching when it's up there in the upper part. What I was telling you about, a lot of belching, and then a lot of flatulence, and my stomach starts shivering, from a large amount of gas in my bowels, and I can't sleep until I pass all the gas. Until I might have in the middle of the night. 3 or 4 short bowel movements, okay, until I completely empty, and then the gas will stop. And my belching will stop when it's completely empty. But sometimes I get that in the upper part of my, it's a pressure that builds up in the upper part, just below the front rib.
Does it happen after every meal?
Sometimes the meal eases it. On an empty stomach, I can get that built up. A completely empty stomach, in the upper part of the stomach, and there's an area up there, just below the front. Where the GERD area, what do you call it?
Yeah, I understand. Oh, yeah.
That area right down in there.
Well, it'll be good for them to check that out and see exactly what's going on. But I've got some other thoughts even before that. And why don't you tell me just briefly, on a typical day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what you would normally eat?
Well, lately I've been eating eggs. Maybe potatoes, eggs and potatoes.
Okay, for breakfast. Then what about lunch?
Lunch, gosh, anything from a sandwich to, I don't know. It's hard.
What did you have today?
Today?
How's your short-term memory?
Today I cooked. I was home, so I cooked. This morning I actually had some whole grain rice with some green beans in it and some eggs I put in it. and I had that. And then for lunch, I, what did I eat for lunch?
Have you had any food allergy testing?
Yes, I've had some.
How recent?
Oh, gosh, about a year ago. I've had a celiac testing, and it comes out negative twice.
Here's just a couple of thoughts, okay? One is you might want to play around with eliminating foods completely from your diet for about 3 weeks at a time and see what kind of results you get. For example, cutting out all dairy products, which it didn't sound like you eat that much of it, dairy products and wheat products and grains. So anything like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those kind of foods, eliminate those for about 3 weeks and see how your body does. You know, go get the testing done. I think it's smart with your doctors and whatnot and see exactly what's going on. But in the meantime, you might want to do some research and play around with that, because when you cut foods out of your diet, certain kind of foods, you'll really see if that's a factor. And you may find that certain foods that you thought were pretty healthy, you know, you eat all the time, might be the culprit for why you're feeling this way. Has it been this way for a long time, or just kind of this all this gas and thing kind of started over the past, you know, 6 months to a year? Is it fairly recent that it kicked in?
No. No, about 3 years ago is when it started. Also, I'm anemic, and my lymphocytes are low.
Okay.
They're down around 8-9 level.
It's good that you got those docs on board looking into this. And I would encourage you to look into the food elimination and cutting foods completely out, even cutting eggs out, cutting all fats out of your diet for a period of time, and playing around with different aspects of that. And there's an Alcat test. If you haven't, that probably was the one you did a year ago. But the Alcat test is really good at pinpointing a lot of the different allergies and whatnot that can be found in the body. You would have kind of a low tolerance, medium tolerance, and a high tolerance. And that might be something you want to look into as well. I mean, as far as like a silver bullet, can you do this? I mean, there are things that can help with gas and bloating. Like hydrochloric acid helps break your proteins down. Proteolytic enzymes are good too. All those can be found in a health food store. Apple cider vinegar with your meals is known to be helpful, but it might, you know, if it makes things burn, then obviously you don't want to do that. But the high amounts of probiotics in fermented foods are really good. So if your diet is decent, but it's not fantastic, it might be time to get it in the fantastic range. So you're doing everything right, really cutting out the inflammation in the body by following the anti-inflammatory diet type of situation, and see how the body responds. Because if you're in a place where it's constant now, and it's over and over again, and it might be this issue with the cecum, very possible. But it might not be, because obviously it's in a different area. So it sounds to me like you've got some intolerances or some sensitivities. Now, just because you didn't test positive to the anti-gliadin for celiac doesn't mean that you don't have gluten sensitivity. So see, that might be an issue too. And you might just be having a reaction to gluten and you didn't even know it. Now, there's differences between sensitivity and intolerance, but I would look into some of those. The digestive enzymes, hydrochloric acid, proteolytic enzymes, fermented vegetables, and fermented dairy are all very good at building the digestive tract. And look at cutting out certain foods that might be the culprits, and then entering those foods back in. And if you get the cramping and bloating again, then you'll know that that's an issue. You know, you'll have it more pinpointed. And that's what a lot of doctors will do. They'll kind of, and nutritionists do that all the time. And it's a good rule of thumb to look at. And you can read about it and how to do it online and all that. So anyway, keep me posted how it goes. And definitely, if you want to call back when you get the results or email me, feel free to do so. Great talking with you. Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. The email for the day, our question for the day, brought to you by GME. GME is a great breakthrough company that is focused on genetic assessment testing and finding the exact nutritional protocols that your body needs. They custom design nutrients based on your own DNA blueprint. They do a simple test when they swab the inside of your cheek, they mail the packet to your home, you mail it back in, and you can find out your exact genetic profile. It's pretty amazing because blood work shows what's going on in your life right now, what's going on before, and what's going, you know, what can be coming down the pipeline. But your genetic assessment is typically what your blueprint has been since you've been born and what the overall game plan should be. So GeneMe, you can check them out at getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me and find out more information about them. Great company, though, along the way. So Ramona in Houston, Texas says, my mom is 75. And has just been diagnosed with COPD. She doesn't smoke or anything like that. What should she be doing to help her condition? Well, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, big challenge. A lot of people struggle with it and is become increasing due to people smoking, okay, typically. But you can also get the disease or the health challenge by other means as well. So I'm sure she has a great doctor that's working with her, which I do encourage her. You know, a lot of people want to go the quote-unquote natural route. They don't really want to have traditional medicine. I can tell you that in good wisdom, you know, it's important for her to stay focused and keep her doctor on board doing what she, you know, what they have her doing. It's just really important for what she's dealing with. COPD, you don't want to play around with. But from a natural perspective, it's, you know, lowering inflammation in the body the best she can do by the foods that she's eating, exercising to get as much oxygen into the body as she can handle, as far as what she can handle with exercise, and depending on how much the scar tissue and all that has affected her lungs. But I mean, those are the main things. I mean, as far as some silver bullet for COPD, not really one out there. It's more about cutting inflammation down in the body and increasing your overall protocol for your lifestyle choices. And that's what she needs to do, and stay in line with what her doctor has her doing too. That is the most important. What I can tell you is, though, kind of like what I was talking about with GeneMe, where you can go to getgeneme.me, getting nutritional-based analysis for your genetics and understanding what your genetic assessment is so vital. And it's very inexpensive, too, to do that. Very, very inexpensive. So check it out at getgeneme.me. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can check us out online as well. Go to getwellradio.com. Let's go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Yeah, I am probably about 40 pounds overweight. And I went through some really traumatic stress several years back. And I also have epilepsy, which I take seizure medicine for. And I was just wondering if seizure medication, even on seizure medications, if you should still be able to, like, get out of bed without an alarm clock and all that. Because I would love that.
Well, I'm sure. I think that's a huge deal. But the reality is, if your adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands, if they get tired, get fatigued, get really worn out, that's what makes it really hard to snap out of bed in the morning. And by coming up with a good protocol to be able to support that, get what we call your circadian rhythm back in sync, where you're going to bed at night really tired around 9 or 10 o'clock, which is normal. I mean, like exhausted tired, like can't keep your eyes open. And then snapping out of bed by 6 in the morning, ready to take on the day, full of energy, don't need coffee. I mean, that is the perfect scenario. To get there is a little bit of a challenge for a lot of people, but it's very doable. And definitely possible. So, a couple things to think about in that mode. One is to look at your overall profile, meaning your lifestyle choices each day. So what are you eating on a regular basis? Are you eating foods that bring health to the body or taking health out of the body? Low inflammatory foods or not? And you can look at certain supplementation like cordyceps, holy basil, vitamin B5, vitamin C, all those go hand in hand together to support the adrenal glands. If you're going to do coffee, you might want to switch off the coffee and look over toward green tea. Green tea is a lot better at lowering cortisol and also supporting good adrenal function. Lay off the red meat, red wine, processed carbohydrates for sure, and see how the body begins to respond. because the adrenals will respond, but you got to eliminate the emotional stress, that's big, and the physical stress in your life. Those two are key. And once you eliminate those, then you can really begin to build and get the body in more of a health range for where it needs to be. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. 80% of the health challenges we face are diet and lifestyle related. So remember this. If the body can get sick, it also can get well. It comes down to our lifestyle choices. And the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. So that's the question. It's really, what kind of choices do I want to make? Do I want to go to the next level or do I not? And that's where you'll find, you know, the real key to success. It's all in your lifestyle choices. Soda vending machines, check this out, are now going to display calorie counts. Some soft drink makers are introducing new vending machines, which I think this is really cool, to display the calorie counts and hopefully the sugar and all the other contents on there. Like the high fructose corn syrup, they need to show everybody that. So the information will be at the buttons of the Coke, Pepsi, and Dr. Pepper machines, which will also remind consumers that they can choose lower calorie drinks. The new machines, how about no sodas at all? The new machines will be introduced in Chicago and San Antonio in their municipal buildings in 2013 before being distributed nationally. Monday's announcement comes with the new proposed rules expected as early as next year that would require restaurant chains and vending machines to post calorie information. This would be an important step forward, said Mike Jacobson, who's executive director for the Center for Science and Public Interest, which promotes safe food and nutrition. Currently, people don't think about calories when they go up to a vending machine, but having them right in front of you, staring you in the face when you see 40 grams of sugar in a can, I think might change things a little bit. And the bigger bottles have even more. So kudos to them. It's kind of like Mayor Bloomberg up in New York taking a stand. I think it's going to start igniting a stand for sugar consumption, soda consumption, and what it can do to you across the country. That's my hope. Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com or call 800-251-4100. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Your greatest wealth. Did you know that? Welcome back to the show. It's Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you go to the next level with your health and with your life. So I don't care what you're dealing with. Cancer, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety. I mean, the list goes on and on. But you need a makeover. Is that the case? Or are you doing great? Well, whatever it is, we want to talk about it. We don't want to see you go to the next level. Don't have to be stuck where you are. And the powerful thing about our lifestyle choices every single day is that we don't have to be stuck. We really can go to the next level, but we have to want it. We have to desire it like the air we breathe. We have to push for it. We have to go for it. And when we do that, that's when you see the results. You have to decide. You have to decide that you want to get well. That's what it's all about. Let's go to Jake. Hi, Jake. Welcome to the show.
I've heard in the past that fava beans would increase dopamine in the body, and I didn't know if that was true. And if it was true, are there any benefits to eating fava beans, and where can you get them? Because I haven't been able to find them.
Yeah, the beans are fine. And for the most part, dopamine, there's certain foods that raise dopamine levels, and I've seen where the beans can help. The major sources to raise dopamine, though, are going to be chicken, fish, beef, really good. Whole eggs are very good too, raising dopamine levels. Chocolate, the dark chocolate around 75% cocoa or greater can be helpful. So all of those are great. Supplements are great at it too. So from the supplement perspective, you've got things like vitamin B6, which is pyridoxal 5-phosphate or P5P. That's a big one. Then you got another one like your fish oils, which is kind of a given. But also with dopamine, L-tyrosine and L-phenylalanine together make dopamine. And so you can do those in supplemental forms, but be careful with caffeine because caffeine actually cuts dopamine in half. And although it may give you a stimulatory effect, make you feel good, and kind of perk you up a little bit, it crushes dopamine. So it splits those to amino acids. So that's just something to be cautious about when you're kind of dealing with raising your dopamine levels. But the beans are fine. Yeah, I mean, those you can get them at, you look them up online. I mean, your average grocery store probably won't be carrying them, but it's always good to look them up. And a lot of the health food stores like Trader Joe's and Whole Foods and those sorts of things, they typically can carry them. And your local health food stores can probably get them if you check in. All right, 888-283-7272 is the number. Let's go to Connie now. Hi, Connie.
I've been diagnosed with congestive heart failure and a slew of other issues. But then when I go into the hospital and they do the work upon me, they find nothing wrong. I have symptoms of extreme fatigue, pain in my left side, numbness on my left side, and burning at times. Also have issues now. They gave me two MRIs back-to-back at the hospital, and I don't know what's going on with that. And I might have some issues also with my kidney.
Hmm. Well, with any kind of congestive heart failure situation like you're in, you know, that's one thing you want to be very cautious with. That's for sure. And as long as you've got a good team around you, that's good. Finding a good nutritionist, dietitian, or wellness expert that can kind of coach you through this is going to be a key. Your fish oils are really good. Vitamin D3 can be helpful. Your B vitamins are important, too, especially niacin. Vitamin B3, a non-flush niacin, can be quite helpful in your situation. And also, believe it or not, just for what the mechanism does, there was a Nobel Prize research done on nitric oxide, NO2. And what makes that in the body is a combination of certain amino acids, arginine and L-citrulline, both of those together, can do wonders at bringing up the nitric oxide levels in the body, which are beneficial for vessel health. So the pliability of vessels helps with blood pressure-related issues. There's a lot of things that they found in this study. Now, they're not just, it's not just one of those things where they just, you know, you take this and it lowers blood pressure. You take this and it fixes your heart. Can't make those kind of claims. But what they do know is that there's a lot of great benefits to it. And that's what you want to look at. So you might want to continue doing some research in that area. But your diet, of course, is a key. Don't forget that. When you're dealing with congestive heart failure at any level, having someone come up with a new game plan for you is going to be critical. And that's one thing you definitely want to focus on during this time. I think you'll see a huge difference, okay? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Moms who are strict with their teen children can also affect the behavior of their teen's friends. This is a new study. You ever seen a mom that just cracks the whip? I mean, she's just the tyrant that is the one that seems to be so hard and so strict. But yet, the researchers found that friends were 40% less likely to get drunk and 30% less likely to binge drink, 39% less likely to smoke, and 43% less likely to smoke pot, according to friends of teens whose mothers were more open and less strict. Authoritative parenting, using a style that balances warmth and communication with appropriate control and supervision, is not only associated with reduced substance abuse in our own children, but it's also associated with reduced substance abuse in our own children's friends, said lead researcher Holly Shakya, who's a postdoctoral fellow at the Gates Foundational Social Networks Project at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine. We also find that some of the effect may be spreading through the adolescent social network. Parents' behaviors affect their children, and that effect spreads to their friends, she added. So good parents may be helping both their own children and the friends of their children. Thus, the benefits of parenting interventions may be multiplied throughout the community beyond parent to child. The report was published in the October 8th issue in the online edition of the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine. To reach the conclusions, Shakya's team analyzed data from several years of national longitudinal study of adolescent health studies, which is an ongoing study of teen behavior, and they found that authoritative parenting style, this style, appears to create the most optimal long-term benefit for adolescents, including academic success, positive peer relationships, minimal delinquent behavior, and reduced likelihood of having delinquent peer networks, risk avoidance, and positive psychosocial adjustment. And Simon Rigo, who's the director of psychology and training at the Medical Center in the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York, said another expert, Bruce Goldman, who's director of substance abuse services at the Zucker Hillside Hospital, said who sometimes feel out of control, these are issues with kids, with parents, if they feel out of control, then the parents actually have no influence at all with their kids. In addition, he said adolescents appear to be influenced by more than just their peers and family members when it comes to substance abuse. The parenting practices of their friends, parents, do play a big role in the overall picture. We may need to change the concept of parenting to include the indirect effects of the adolescent's friends' parents. And Goldman also pointed out that troubled teens often seek other teens who come from stable homes that can help these youths avoid negative outcomes. And so it's true, though. You know, a lot of times we think we're being too hard on our kids. But again, I think they said it best in this is because if you create an environment, and you want to talk about health, this is creating a healthy environment for your family. But when you create stability through warmth and communication, communication is the key. It really is the key. Being able to communicate, being able to share your mind, to share your thoughts, and being heard is important. Now, if there's discipline involved, the discipline needs to come. But that open communication environment is so critical. And in allowing the teenager to be a part of that and being valued in that is extremely important. So I think they've got a great point here with as far as behavior goes. And what's interesting is if you create a stable home and there's some strict rules there, but there's a lot of love and warmth around that as well, then what you'll find is from other kids around the area, they will be attracted to that. And if you're looking to set an example spiritually to other kids, and of course your own, but to other kids, what a great environment to be able to share and provide that kind of influence to others. I just think it's powerful. I do. So I think it's good. I think that the study itself just puts in favor parents that put a high value on discipline within the home. And not that you're a tyrant with your kids by any means, but by setting an environment where they can really thrive instead of just feeling like they can, because if you're in a home where the kids feel like they can walk all over mom and dad, no good. Definitely not a good thing. Everything's out of order. And so getting it back in order tends to be the key. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Now, you can also go online to getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'd be glad to make it part of the show. And if you need, we can, of course, check the social media. We can do Facebook and Twitter as well. So whatever you need, we're here to help. Let's go to Connie. We've already talked to her, Connie. Let's go to Ellen. Hi, Ellen.
What I wanted to know, I have my face sweats on the back of my neck. I'm 86 years old, and if I put out a little effort, I sweat. And it's in my head that sweats. It's my face, and my hair right now is wet in the back of my neck. And I wondered what's the matter with me and what to do about it.
Yeah, I mean, the hyperhidrosis, which is pretty common, could be what you're dealing with. It's just excess perspiration. Now, one thing could be the adrenals. You might want to check that out. And the adrenal glands control a lot of the fluid balance, along with the kidneys, too, in the body. But the sweat glands, sometimes people just deal with that. If you have a sodium-potassium imbalance, that could be causing some of the excess sweating, too. But go to your doctor. No matter what, I suggest you get a visit with your primary care so they can kind of do some evaluation and figure out there's some deficiencies or what the breakdown might be. That's your first point of contact, and keep me posted. You'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. It is. Did you know that? It is. No matter what you're dealing with, lose your money, you can get your money back. But you lose your health, you begin to lose it all. And that's the scary thing. But the good news is, the hope is, in the middle of all that, is if the body can get sick, it can also get well. And if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, then the hope is that you can lifestyle your way out to get well, stay well, and live well. And that's what it's all about. We want to help you do that. Help you go to the next level in your health and with your life. Let's go to Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
My question's about insomnia. I've got chronic insomnia really badly, and my doctor has given me, I've taken Roserum with Trazodone, I've taken Seroquel, or I think it's called, and I've taken Xanax. And the only thing that's worked is Xanax, but I really have concerns about taking that for an extended period of time.
Yeah, and I understand that. I mean, I would have the same concerns. Xanax is something you don't want to play around with at all. I mean, you really don't. So I understand the concerns. I would, too, for myself. But when you're dealing with insomnia, you've got to look at a couple things. One is I would look at serotonin levels in the brain and also GABA levels. GABA is the same neurotransmitter that the benzodiazepine, the Xanax that you're taking, or every now and then. That's what that affects. So it plays a role with your overall brain chemistry that can be pretty powerful. So that's one thing to look at for sure. Now, the other piece to this, it's kind of interesting, is when you're dealing with insomnia and you're looking for sleep patterns and that sort of thing, one thing to do with overall insomnia is to first get consider getting a sleep study done if you haven't done that. And it's a great tool. The doctors can use that, especially if it's been ongoing. But your cortisol levels, which is produced by the adrenal glands, if your adrenals become exhausted, or they become in a position where they produce too much cortisol, or they get exhausted and can't produce enough, that's adrenal exhaustion. And so getting into a place where you can get balanced and get your body balanced is going to be a big key. So I would consider looking at that as well, as far as overall capability to build those back. And there's a lot of ways to do it. Diet's a key. Vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, also vitamin C can help out quite a bit in bringing those back. But insomnia typically can be from the serotonin levels and the GABA levels being off, which you can do that nutritionally. I mean, serotonin, one thing is with serotonin, the supplements work great, but the foods work even better, I think. So if you eat foods on a regular basis like turkey, you get plenty of chicken, lean quality proteins, and you look at things like 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan works great, vitamin B6 works great, and vitamin D, believe it or not, helps raise serotonin levels. Now, the 5-hydroxytryptophan, the 5-HTP, is really good, but you can't do it if you're currently taking any kind of SSRI or serotonin uptake type medicine. So that you definitely want to talk to your doctor about. And a lot of the things that affect brain chemistry from a medicine perspective versus supplement, you always want to discuss with them just to make sure. Because there are some contraindications and some reactions that can happen that are just not so great. You've got to be really, really careful. So a couple of things to think about on that. Insomnia, big topic. And it's the big issue with a lot of folks. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. And we got our wellness experts. So we got a lot of calls and emails. Wellness experts are a great team that we're building around the country to be able to help support you in your journey toward optimal health. And, of course, no matter what you're struggling with from a nutrition and lifestyle-based perspective, fitness-based perspective, getting you the goals that you need, getting you where you need to be, that's the key, and that's what their goal is. And so if you need someone, you can always give us a call there at the office, and our team members will be able to help you along the way. It's a big deal. And getting the right kind of help is always important, too. Our scripture for the day comes from Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever. I don't know about you, but sounds like a good place to be. And, you know, again, spend your time gaining wisdom. The Bible says it's powerful.
and also leading others toward righteousness, and you can't go wrong. Our food for the day are sunflower seeds, some of my favorites. So anti-inflammatory properties and cardiovascular benefits are some of the big ones. It contains a lot of vitamin E, so they're an excellent source of vitamin E, which is the body's primary fat-soluble antioxidant. Vitamin E travels through the body, neutralizing free radicals that would otherwise damage fat-containing structures and molecules, and such cell membranes, brain cells, and cholesterol. By protecting these cellular and molecular components, vitamin E has significant anti-inflammatory effects that result in the reduction of symptoms of asthma, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, conditions where free radicals and inflammation play a big role. And vitamin E has also been shown to reduce the risk of colon cancer, help decrease the severity and frequency of hot flashes in women who are going through menopause, and help reduce the development of diabetic complications. In addition, the vitamin E also can play a role in the prevention of cardiovascular disease. So vitamin E is one of the main antioxidants found in cholesterol and helps prevent free radicals from oxidizing cholesterol. And only after it's been oxidized is cholesterol able to adhere to blood vessel walls and initiate the process of atherosclerosis, which, of course, can lead to blocked arteries, heart attack, or stroke. So getting plenty of vitamin E can significantly reduce the risk of developing atherosclerosis. In fact, studies show that people who get a good amount of vitamin E are at much lower risk of dying of heart attack than people whose dietary intake of vitamin E is marginal or inadequate. Just a quarter cup of sunflower seeds contains about 90% of the daily value of vitamin E. Good to know. It's always got great phytosterols, which can help lower cholesterol, too. So grab you a handful of sunflower seeds every day and get the vitamin E that your body needs, and you may not need the supplementation. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.